A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, November 21st, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe and his succession.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
A Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voadebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe and the politics of succession in Zimbabwe.
92-year-old President Robert Mugabe has for the first time hinted on his retirement, while also admitting that his country is facing serious problems.
According to the state-owned Sunday Mail newspaper, the nonagenarian said that he had used his time in office to fend off the West's spirited machinations to destroy ZANU-PF and the ideals that the party stands for. Mr. Mugabe said that if he were to retire, he would do so properly.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Remember that we are live streaming on our Facebook pages, so follow us too on Facebook.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa nemashoko kwe mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe ekuti pane vamwe vari mubato iri vakavaburitsira makano vachitauraiwo kuti pane vamwe vari kuzviti G40 kuchitiwo vamwe vachizviti Team Lacoste asi vaMugabe vakativo kana nguva yekuti vaende pamuchikandigere yakwana vakasununguka kuti vange vachienda mune zvakanaka semaonero enyu vaMugabe munhu here wekuti angasvike pakuti aiwa ini ndaku siyabasa se matauriro avari kuzviita Gibbs
yabambe zulwanda valingalichona njani lapel kona kuna ngapo tina ngapa siyaphila ke eWashington DC ye esikhuluma ngakho lamhlanje iloko khulunywa ngumnumzana uRobert Mugabe nomongameli weZimbabwe oti uzasuka ngesikhathi sokumele asuke ngaso kumele asuke futhi ngaloko kufunakalayo ngemthetho welizwe so ke uti akubona ukuthi abantu abasentshonalanga singathi Britain leMelika sebezame kakhulu ukuthi bamkhiphe esikhundleni kodwa kuyehlula so uthi yena ngokwakhe ubona zani senqobile sibili kwamagama ye uphilo wakhuluma sibili ngokunengi umongameli Robert Mugabe langenotho esithi inotho yeZimbabwe yabona ukuthi umnotho wankhona ungazani kawenzi kuhle ungani uyatatarika nje so ngokukhuluma kwakhe uthi ye ngiyakwazi ukuthi kunjalo abaza ngitshele ukuthi ngisitshiye isikhundla ngilakho ukuthi ngisijike kodwa ngabanjele kuhle phela
Onguka hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera tichitaurawo nyaya kuti munoona sei ne nyaya yekunetsana kuri kuita vanhu batore ZANU-PF achirwira chigaro uye se zvandabvunza pekutanga munoona vaMugabe vachisiya here vakanzi nevanhu aiwa penyu pakwana asi tirikuona kuti kekutanga Gibbs vaMugabe vakatendawo kuti aiwa zvinhu munyadze zveupfumi hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekudaro nyaya dzeupfumi dzinoda kuti dzigadziriswe pari kuya mabond notes aya anokwanisa here kuti anga achigadzirisa zvinhu
ye nyokukhuluma ke kukablessing konapo ke kuyaziva kuti ngevhike zayo amabond notes azavesetshenziswa konapo ke kwele Zimbabwe isu sikhathi sokuti umongameli ubuya ngesikhathi umongameli esithi wazana umnotho ulala ngogedla uthi ke kona ungani kuyaphazamisa kakhulu yilabo abazama ukuthi batshintshe ke urhulumente wabo sike saposista kumbe ngithi sike sathumeza imlayezelo ethize khona lapha ke ku-Studio 7 kufacebook sasuza sibili abantu abaningi kade bekhuluma ukuthi babona njani kodwa balolu blessing so abantu abaningi bathi umongameli sehlale kakhulu nakho ngauyajiya nje
And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe and the politics of succession. Of course, President Robert Mugabe turned 92 in February, but his ruling ZANU-PF party is saying they are going to field him in the elections coming up in 2018. Though some are saying that Mr. Mugabe by now should have retired, and he happens to be the only leader that Zimbabwe has known. He was the country's first prime minister in 1980 when Zimbabwe got its independence before becoming an executive president. So, of course, though Mr. Mugabe has aged, he is showing no signs of slowing down or handing over power to any individual. But of course, this has resulted in political tensions rising in his ruling ZANU-PF party. There are now alleged to be two factions, one called Team Lacoste, allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and another called Generation 40 or G40, that is allegedly led by Mr. Mugabe's own wife, Grace Mugabe. So we want to hear from you. What is your take on all this, Gibbs?
So I've got these messages, blessing, that are coming in right now from Zimbabweans who are writing from every part of the universe. So we've got one, Thomas Muchenje, who says, I don't know which people he is talking about, rather than the majority who are suffering. I guess these people are suffering because of his government. If he says those in ZANU-PF could understand him, to say or try to push him out. No, it's all the people who want to push him out. Then we've got Tungamira Ingezi, who says Mr. Mugabe is a useless leader. So then we've got Titus Chidida, who says to say that he will retire if people tell him that he is failing to properly run the country is totally absurd. Everything that is Zimbabwean wants him gone. And then yes, by saying he has overstayed his welcome. So that is a message from Titus Chidida there. Tichaona writes, he's afraid of Mr. Donald Trump. Yes, I think that he wants to retire because of Mr. Trump, who's coming into power. That's another kind of message there. Then we've got Lloyd Masia, who says, besides the majority of Zimbabweans that are tweeting against Paul Notts for regime change, there are so many even in ZANU-PF who want him to go. They want to tell him loud and clear that he has to go. Then we've got Teachman Sabe, who says, which people is Mr. Mugabe talking about? He doesn't love anyone anymore. He's just pretending as if he loves people. He doesn't love them at all. And then Honorable Bafana Kufa says, endorsing a 92-year-old to be a sole presidential candidate. Kiki, you know the laugh, on Facebook. So he says, why endorse such a certain old man for the 2018 general elections.
I think we have our first guest, ZANU-PF member of parliament and the central committee member, that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yeah, so I guess you actually also read the article in the Sunday Mail, and you've got some other opinions in ZANU-PF about the president and his stay in power. And of course, Mr. Chuma, you have said previously that Mr. Mugabe was elected properly and therefore he should remain in power. So the president is actually saying that again, saying, you know, if ever I have to leave, I have to leave in a very proper manner rather than being pushed out by the West. So at the end of the day, the president is there to stay, right?
Well, yes. The president has got a mandate that was given by the people of Zimbabwe in the year 2013, which runs up to the year 2018. So I think, really, for anybody to entertain the idea of the president stepping down now or being removed out of power by any other means, I think it is definitely malcontent in today's society. I'm saying so because today's society is a society of democracy, a society which embraces the principles that govern the running of different countries, but in a holistic approach with bodies like the UN, in Africa there's the AU, in Europe there's the Union, and stuff like that. But all of them coming together to say that there are certain principles laid down ways of how a person goes into office to become president or any other appointment there. So definitely then, anybody who entertains the idea of our president, Arajim Gabe, leaving office right now, is a sick mind and is not supposed to be part of today's society, because today's society talks of democracy. So the president is there until 2018. Come 2018, anything can happen. And candidates are brewed from the candidates come from whatever party they belong to. So if our party decides to bring President Mugabe again as our candidate in 2018, so be it. Let him be anybody's brother. Let him be a brother of the European people. Whoever is president, I'm sure they have their own party, which can then be for their own candidate of their own choice, of their own age as well. It should be an independent thing. It should be a democratic thing. It should be an open thing.
But surely, Mr. Chuma, Mr. Mugabe is 92 years old. What does this say about your party? I mean, every other leader has managed to at least recruit a successor. We saw it happening in Mozambique. They are doing very well. It has happened in Zambia. I mean, does it mean that he and he alone is the only one who is capable of leading? Let's look at ZANU-PF alone without looking at the opposition. He's the only leader that can lead the country?
The president is not so well for Zimbabwe, not only in ZANU-PF, but Zimbabwe in general, because he has afforded us a chance to get education. We are educated, we are capable, we are able because of his chance when it came to education policy. He made sure that he gave us that we were educated enough. So therefore, for you to say that Zimbabwe is not going to be a leader, it's really out of the way. We have a lot of people who can amply succeed the president, including myself as well. I'm well placed. I know the system. I know and I'm well versed with the economics and dynamics of the world. But what I'm saying is that everything has got its own time. When the time comes, yes, somebody will take over. So it's not like anything.
Mr. Chuma, Honorable Chuma, I think we are losing you. We'll call you on another line because this line is breaking. We can hardly hear you, Gibbs.
Oh, yes, that was a very difficult line to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got some more messages trickling in on Facebook. And one of the messages from Vosmos Msena, who says the president has a mandate to run Zimbabwe up to 2018. Still, he can go on to 2023 if people vote for him like they did in 2013. Let it be. Then we've got Hambulume Zex, who says, everything under the sun has a beginning and an end, and it's not before his time comes. We are far behind other countries because of this president. Then Chimbizigani Chirume writes, my president is very good in feeding people with empty ideas, but when you get warm with your empty stomach, that's when we realize that the president is a big liar. Then we've got Matsasika Munyoro, who says, the president is not even ashamed of himself. He's telling people everything, every time. And then we've got Aliyah Latima, who says, did he say he'll retire gracefully or retire gracefully?
Regai tiende kune mutereri wedu wekutanga to... Tina fine asele Victoria Falls.
Yes, one again. Follow slap with Slovan. Slom nums and fine, yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria Falls, Gunjan, go up. Baba fine, Gunjan. Ube fine, Gumbe fine. All right, Victoria Falls, Slovan, go up. Yeah, Wazani, what is Tolomon?
Regatende kuna ava masilela ku South Africa. Makadi ava masilela?
Ndipo angu makadi niyo.
Aiwa, tiripo nyari mdari roma inzi kwa hii. Muru kuhu na ose.
Ndi notenda. Na hui nipoka wa mdabe wa gari.
Mm-hmm.
Wa gari sa kutawara zesi, wawari kutawara kaisi. Kutenga nguwa kwa wawari kitawu. Nguwa yao ya kakwana kare te. Tata katutarikila uti... Then wakatosia kunana 2008 koko zvinhu pazvakaoma. izvototirwadza pazvinoti vatori nenguva yekutaura ngano dzavari kutaura iyo vakura kudaro.
Asi kava masilela vezanu PF manzwa zvitaurwa naHonorable Chuma kuti vamugabe vanovhoterwa nevanhu ndohutongoka hwejekerere.
Aiwa vachuma nga vataure chokwadi. Vamugabe vakaguma rini kuwina? Tingangotaura ndofunga tingangoguma kuna 1985 ikoko ndoka vakatanga kwavakaguma kuwina. Imwe yese nguva yese ya vaingotibira mavhoti taivhotawozve taizviziva tiri kuvhotera pasi. Asi takatozotiza kumusha nokuda kuti taona kuti zvationomera hakusi kuri kuda kuti tinogara South Africa. Zvinhu zvakationomera nokuda kwaMugabe. Takatorerwa mabasa edu zvese zvikaparara zvese izvozvi tigere musango hatina chatingavinga kumusha. Izvozvi vaakutaura kuti vaoda kuunza bhondi noti. Bhondi noti rinotengepi? Dai vatomboedza kutotsvakawo vamwe vari fresh. Hatirambi kuti muzanu pf variko vamwe vechiduko vane njere dzichiri fresh. Chimwe tingangowirirana navo tikadzokera tikatanga kuumba Zimbabwe mwe chete.
Aiwa tino
ndofunga ndatoenda mashoro namashoko iwayo. Da kana vachinzwawo vamugabe ka inguva yavo yokuti vabise ushe vapowo bhatye roushe kune vamwe tione kuti nyika ichaenda mberi here kana kuti zvinofamba sei. Hongu vakagona kutamba bhora ka asi bhora ravakatamba nguva yacho inokwanawo unobudawo papa wopa umwe kuti anwise kwete kuti vangoramba vachiti hai nokuti tinogona kunwisa hazvishandwe zvichidaro. Munhu kana akura anenge akura. Ndinotenda.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamasilela of course for those watching images on our screen. That was President Mugabe and President Jacob Zuma when they met in Harare to talk about bilateral trade. Right, Gibbs?
Yeah.
And you heard from Mr. Masilela, he was saying that he thinks Mr. Mugabe should have stepped down around 2008. You know, and he's saying the idea that he's staying because people are voting for him is not true. It's being economic with the truth because he says elections in Zimbabwe are rigged. Gibbs?
Yeah. So sizwe silomnumzana ke ofine lapha ke ecingweni iba fine kunjani
yebo njani
ngimphile kakhulu fine kunjani kona phe follows
follows ukuright ubethisa ubuyanizulu ngapha
ye akusitshela ukuthi ungathini ke umongameli uthi ye ula kuphuma kodwa nxa iphuma kumele aphume kuhlebele
kumele phume kumele phume kuhle but hayi haya ubaba usifarise nzima lo because hey asida msebenzi asilani uyabe lonto besila ukuthi hey 2.2 jobs zingaba isivoni kodwa lokho sidubeka phansi ngabe bona ba right because bayasuthi atiyabo thina ama youth thina sela future thina abantwana yethu asakwazi ukuthi siyenze abanye abantwana because impilo yakho inzima mdala haya asithile ngapha efort. Asithile sibili because angibona step it down afaka umuntu olengqondo ezishabu because asesizwile ngapha hey bona bafuna ukuthethela ama-bond notes bona bakuthathele ama-euros hayi hayi impilo yangikhona inzima ngapha yazi so abe kuyatshintshwa kumbeni kuvuke kuhle kuvotwe kumbi kathesikathesi kuhle kuntshintshwe haye because ngapha thina bona ba-right because bona bahlezi kuhle bona abantu ba-right kodwa thina manje thina-ke antiyabo abakhangeli abanye abantu antiyabo bakhangela bona obabo bamadwana antiyabo yiproblem ekhona abakhangeli thina esiku-ground force thina esiku-ground force thina yito esidubeka kakhulu antiyabo bona balokho ekhuluma-ke e wathwathi e 1 million mark e njani njani thina singela msebenzi antiyabo khathesi bobatshana besithi kuthiwa ye amastendi istendi yakhona ngaze ngiyakhe ngaze ngiyithole ngiyayakha ngani ingela mali angila 1 rand esikwamini angila shit angila spend kodwa uyabozwa besithi pambiyeni nizani hayi akungcono besijimpile yazi so asesithele nzima thina abantwana sesithele nzima asikwazi ukuthi hayi angikwazi ukuthi umuntu uyabe sithi usapoti zani angikwazi uyabe ngicabanga njani because hayi sesidubekile mdala sesidubekile for too long kakhulu hayi
so kulumiswa njani manje mnumzana khonokho kulungiswa njani?
Hello?
Kulungiswa njani?
Ha, kungona phume. I-authority leyakhona yokuthi aphume umntana. Astepe down.
Kodwa phela ukuphuma khonapho kuyahlupha ke. Ukuphuma kuyahlupha ngoba kuthiwa wavotelwa phela ngabantu. Kuthiwa wavotelwa ngabantu phela uyaphuma njani?
Ah, akavotelwa ngabantu lo. Kazange ivotelwe ngabantu. Ake wavotelwa ngabantu abe waphuma kudala. Andiyabo. Yena kazange ivotelwa ngabantu. Andiyabo. Abe liyabuya ngapha ezimabhilizi obona ukuthi thina sidubeke njani. Abe liyakubona ukuthi sidubeke njani. Asikaluki uyahamba ebhenki uzothatha kula mali. Kodwa wafaka imali yakho. Kodwa bona bafuna ukuthi lethele ama-bond notes. Ukuthi bona bavute imali zethu zonke ezisezisele emabhenki. Andiyabo. Ikokuba isimoko esikhona lapha eZimbabwe. Andiyabo. Andiyabo. Yizi khona. So, kuyahlupha vele lathi thina. Ukuzasela future vele thina vele i-future ithwile eZimbabwe. Andiyabo. Asikakhululeki vele. Kodwa bathela ukuthi thina sakhululeka to 1980. But i-1980 yangkhona lokhu ngakafiki vele. Because lokhu sisithila kuphela thina. Yithi sisithila sodwa ngabantu abamnyama. Andiyabo. Sithana sodwa. Abathila amakhiwa azingirira. Kodwa thina amakhiwa ayengazingiriri. Imali zazikhona. Sazibona. Imali zazikhona. Ilizwe lalihamba. Kodwa kathesi
bathela ukuthi. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana ke.
Yeah. Andiyabo.
Yes, sizathi ukuthi sizabuza uchuma mbayimbayi wothi ke siqede lawe wothi siqede lawe khonapho ke ukuthi sikuzwile ukuthi okukhulumileyo sahamba sikhulume lo chuma sizothi uthini ngakhonokho. Otherwise siyabonga kakhulu Mr. Fine khonangapho e-Victoria Falls.
Sibongele
kakhulu. So that was Mr. Fine in Victoria Falls. He says Mr. Mugabe should leave, you know, he's tired of, you know, him being in power. His party promised about 2 million jobs during the 2013 elections. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, as youth, he says people are really suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And he says there's this program that the president, this party, is actually mooting or is carrying out, you know, giving out people's stands. He says right now as it is, mm-hmm. he doesn't even have a rand in his pocket. So if he gets that kind of stand, what can he do with it?
Mm-hmm.
He says it's a useless kind of venture. It doesn't make sense. And he believes that, you know, the introduction of bond notes is designed to actually, you know, boost the pockets of those people in power. And he says it's so unfair, it's very unfair,
mm-hmm.
because their money was looted last time and they want to do the same thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, he agrees with so many people that the president should leave. He says that's the basis of the whole thing. I think we'll pose that kind of question to Mr. Chuma.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chuma?
Yes,
I think some of our callers are saying that Mr. Mugabe must step down because, you know, even what he promised that he would do for the people if they elect him, that's not being done. The economy is struggling. There's unemployment estimated by his critics to be around 90%. You know, everything that is to go wrong is going wrong in Zimbabwe.
I'm literally telling them that things are going wrong and they are paying the price of having flattened after the 1980s. It in the glory of political independence and forgot about the economic independence. And then, therefore, when it passed the issue of land, you must know that the issue of land was not about farming at all. The white people were not angry because it took our.
Hello?
Yeah, the lines are really bad, Pleasant.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe and the politics of succession. Mr. Mugabe, according to some, hinted that he might step down, but saying that he would do so aggressively and that he would not be stampeded upon or forced to go into retirement. He cited the issue of economic sanctions imposed on him and his inner circle by the West for actually being responsible for the country's current economic crisis. But Gibbs, like the president said, he'll retire at his own time. But many of our callers are saying that, Mr. Mugabe should have retired ages ago. One actually said 2008, and that is no longer fit for purpose.
Yeah, so we've got so many messages of people actually complaining about his overstaying in power. One of them is Cuthbert Chaindepi. Cuthbert Chaindepi says the president has actually overstayed his welcome, so it's time for him to leave. Then we've got Ratzai, who says the president is always telling people the same story every time, and I don't know why he's still in power. And then Joseph Zgali writes, he must retire, otherwise people are going to be too angry to be seeing him every day. So the president must live very gracefully. And then we've got Menias, who only says, ho, ho, nai. So there's so many messages, you know, of different kind of tones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see whether I've got some more. I'll try to peruse and get maybe some more of those.
Honguka habawadiwa makasu nunguka kuti muti uze kuti muri kuona sei mafambisirwo ari kuitwa nyika nemutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe uye semaonero enyu munhu here wekuti angati aiwa inirigai ndichimboenda pamujika ndigere vaMugabe vane makore makumi mapfumbamwe nemaviri 92 asi vari kuti ivo vari kuda kuti vanga vachikwikwidza musarudzo dziri kuitwa idzo muna 2018. Munoona here vachikwanisa kusimudza nyika nemakore akadaro iyayo asi veZANU-PF vari kuti aiwa vaMugabe varatidza kuti munhu anogona kutungamira zvemhando yepamusorosoro kunyange hazvo vanopikisa vachiti zvekutungamira izvi zvinenge zviri kukona ng'anga murapwa achida Gibbs.
I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF UK chair. Mr. Mangwana, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
No, good. How's London?
Kachando. It's a bit cold. But all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, Mr. Mangwana, unfortunately, Mr. Honorable Chuma's line has got issues. But we had asked a question that why is it that we have already noted that many ZANU-PF provinces are already endorsing President Robert Mugabe to run in 2018. Are there no capable leaders in ZANU-PF if a person who is 92 years old is still being expected to lead the country with all the problems that Zimbabwe is facing at the moment?
Oh, that's a very good question, gentlemen. It's a constitutional provision that says at our conferences, at every conference, we should declare the leader of the party elected at the last Congress, the candidate for the next election. Mm-hmm. So really, there is no room there for any other discretion because it's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. Do you get it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You seem to have had your breath taken out by that response. that's basically what what our constitution says.
Mm-hmm. But we are saying, should he not be preparing for someone to take over? Because he is admitting himself that all is not well within his party. Let's not talk about so-called external enemies. Within the party, he clearly noted that there is G40 and there is Tim Lacoste. So people in ZANU-PF are showing signs that they are not happy. They want a new leader. Against the factionalism.
I'm not sure how you interpret it. Mm-hmm. If people are ambitious, it does not mean they do not want the person that's there. Mm-hmm. It just shows people are getting, they are ambitious, they are looking forward to being leaders.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a vote of no confidence in the current in the current leadership. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't necessarily mean that at all.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that if you contest or you prepare to contest a primary election, you're simply saying the other person is a disaster. Mm-hmm. You might think you can do better. We might think I want to be in a strategic position to take over when the moment comes.
Mm-hmm.
Really, if we are flying, say, to Harare,
mm-hmm.
and then you think in your mind whether the clock is saying that or not, or whether the flight meter is saying that or not, you think we might be landing in 2 hours' time.
Mm-hmm.
And you start preparing yourself to make sure all your bag is in the right place, everything is in the right place, you've completed your landing card. That does not mean that you are saying the pilot is a bad pilot.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows you are preparing to land.
Mm-hmm.
or you're preparing to, you know, you want to be in a strategic position when the landing time comes. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Okay. Please, do stay on the line. Gibbs.
So, I'm going to Isaac Mpofu, Baba Mpofu, how are you? Baba Mpofu, how are you? I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house.
Yabona nje umuntu uma ekhuluma njengalomdala ufana lokuthi kudala laba sakhula umuntu enjalo nje umse ukuthi ndoda awula inkulumo oyikhuluma ihambe ehlinze imbuzi yabona umdala lo vele ngomthetho ma ufuna ukubona umuntu ovotelwa ngabantu mfowethu akahlali isikhathi eside embusweni abantu bengamsola bayamvotela bamkhiphe kodwa ungabona umuntu ehlale embusweni isikhathi eside njengaleli khehla akavotelwanga wathatha izinto ku wayenza ukuthi ungunkulunkulu wayo so umuntu enjalo wena mfowethu thina njengochuma uyacabanga ngenye imini uchuma ngakhe ngambuza ngathi chuma wena uwedwa awufuni ukuba yi-president na ngobani usezimbabwe yawungumntwana wasezimbabwe why ungafuni ukuba yi-president ma uloku buswa ikhehla kuze kube 92 years noma nawuyise kathuma ebeloku emthayela umthetho ehlule kuka yakho wakumuzi uyabe ingqondo yakho incane kakhulu into eyenza izano vele ingqondo zabo mina ngangizibheka zincane kakhulu dube akuyeke ukukhokhelwa umuntu many years 30 something years uloku ukhokhelwa umuntu oyodwa wena uyabe ungathi awufundanga yi okhamntwana esikolweni
Hayi siyakuzwa sibuya njani. So pho manje uzahlala kuze kuthini ke umdala la?
No, umdala lo kabamnyekele umdala lo. Bana bamadoda sikhuluma iqiniso yiba ababe kumdala lo phambili bamyenza abenze yazalaza ukuthi ngingafanisa njengani. Babeke nje into phambi kwabo ukuthi ibavalele batshontshe kahle ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi umdala ingaphuma lapho abanyeke batshontshe kahle amadodozano lawo. Manje babelokhu beyisunduzela umdala bethi mdala no sifuna ukwenza so hlala lapha la evuma ngoba ikhona into abamroba ngazo.
Vala-ke ngamafutshane
ndidube ukuthi umdala kayehle ma esezizwa yena ukuthi ukhathele kayehle kuthathe omunye umuntu asikuyali thina ukuthi kumbe kungabi yizano ebusayo ize kuze kuyefiwa a-a kodwa into esifuna sifuna kutshintshane kutshentshe namhlanje kube ngulo kusase kube ngulo asilani ndaba legama elithi zano li-right nakuthi likhona kodwa ngale selifile igama elithi zano naye umdala lwefile akufe kungene into ekhanyayo
Hayi siyakuzwa-ke phosela ukugcina baba baba Mpofu
uyazi ukuthi ngisuuxoxele enye into encane nje omunye umama ufonile lapha e-South Africa kwenye iradio emini watshela abantu wathi lalelangitshele from namhlanje umngabe lozuma lingabavizi ukuthi ngama-president lingabahloniphi ngama-sluters labo bantu bayasilimaza khona manje into ezimbabwe kulama-mine ngaba abanye abantu base-sadok ba-half ezimbabwe abanye half e-south africa ngabe kuphilwa kahle uyabona ukuthi omunye umuntu uyabona ukuthi why i-sadok ilimali ilinyazwa ngumngabe
hhayi siyakuza kakhulu-ke Mpofu
kodwa ndibekele ukubina kuthi ndoda ngifonela nam kule ezinye inhlelo ngiyabe ngikulaleli eyabe ngifisa ukuthi ngingene ungafoni phela angilamali insuku zonke ukuthi ngingafoni
oye hhayi sizathi sikhangele iinombolo zakho ezithi every time nxa singavele si-advertise uhlelo la uthumeze khonapho-ke kuwhatsapp number yethu anti ulayo i-whatsapp number yethu
angilawhatsapp nto
ya olright sakuthumezela-ke ukuthi uthi uthumeze njani umlayezelo
ngithumezele mhlowethu uyazi ngingajabula kakhulu
ya sibongele Mpofu baba sibongele kakhulu
nami ngiyabonga mhlowethu
babaye
umdala asibhedele thina kubusa abantu abatsha bazabona ukuthi izimbabwe yiyaphi
no siyabonga kakhulu baba
babaye
so that was Mr. Isaac Mpofu he's saying that Mr. Mugabe should have actually retired long back he says he's now a liability to Zimbabwe and to make matters worse, he pretends as if he's a god unto himself, you know, mm-hmm. and is ruling Zimbabweans by all means necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, he says, what is wrong is the way people in ZANU-PF are conducting their politics. Mm-hmm. He says they are using the president in order to protect their own interests. And he says most of the kind of interests border on looting. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing else. They want to loot and loot and loot, and because the president is not in any position now to actually tell them off. And he says, but basically, the president must go. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, it doesn't matter even if ZANU-PF rules for good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what matters is changing leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can help ZANU-PF, yes, let it rule. But just change the leaders as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you always say,
mm-hmm.
politicians.
Like diapers,
yeah.
You need constant changing, you and both for the same reasons.
That kind of thing.
Tinemwe mterera ari ku Botswana vatenge muda makadi. Hello, makadi. Vatenge muda ku Botswana komure tenge muda makadi. Inenge iri kunetsa. Regai timboende kumhangura. I think ndiva Jamaica. Makadi kumhangura. Inenge anetsawo namba yacho iyi. Regai tidzokere kuna vamangwana. Vamangwana muchiripo here parunare?
Aiwa parunare takamira zvedu takateerera vari kuhereketa.
Muri kunzwa vari kutaura vari kuti aiwa kaushe madzoro. Munhu haafaniri kuita chipikiri charambira pamadziro kuti haaina handiende kana imo muzanupf macho nyangwe ichitonga kwadi kuuya vamwe vatungamiri
toita chiri chishono here kana toenda nechiro
handei nechishono
inhaurwa yatiri kuita iye zvino izvi inhaurwa yaifanira kuitwa in 2014 zvokuti nokuti muna December 2014 pane yatinoti 60 congress yedu izvozvo takati mutungamiriri wedu anofanira kuita vamugabe saka kana vanhu vanga vachiti akoma wakuitei futi ndopataifanira kutaura izvozvo nokuti maererano nebumbiro remirao wedu nemutemo wedu reconstitution yezanupf tinoti malida edu anosarudzwa kamwe mumakore mashanu kunze kunge pataita zvimwe zvisakaitwa yatinoti maextraordinary circumstances okuti wachosen we were having an extraordinary congress saka musarudzi yatakaita iyoyo mu2014 vamugabe vanofanira kutungamirira musangano wezanupf kusvika 2019 todzokerazve kunoita imwe sarudzo saka izvi zvokuti tichatitaura nyaya iyoyo nhasi inohikai hai mvura yateerera pasi pebridge handisi maona yaiya zambuko initori napasi pezambuko yainda zvayo mvura yachoi hapana zvatiri kutaura nezvazvo todzokera futi isusu senyika yezimbabwe sezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe mugore ra2013 taitoziva kuti vamugabe vane 89 years nokuti makore mwedzi mishoma yanga yapfuura infact mwedzi mishanu yanga yapfuura tanga tatopedza kucerebrata birthday ravo tapemberera birthday ravo rechi 89 saka hakusi kuti tatadza kuverenga vanhu vaitoziva kuti uyu mutana uyuka uyu ana makore 89 ndokuchivhota vachiziva kuti kana tamuvhotera ne 89 anosvika 94 achiri kutonga saka zvienda zvinhu nemuchechetero wakadaro zvino pasarudzo mbiri dzakaitwa idzi one yemhomho yezimbabwe neyechipiri yenhengo dzebato rezanup f dzese idzodzo idzo dzakaitwa vanhu vese vachiziva makore emunharaunda saka hamheno zvatava kutongotaura panapa ngatidzokerei kune ezanup f ndanchikuti inini zvamuri kuona zvitaurwa namaprovhinsi izvo zvamuri kunyanyovhunduka nazvo nokuhadzika nazvo izvi musakahadzika henyu nokuti iyo izvozvo izvo ndo basa reconferensi yacho ndibvumirei kukuverengerai kuitira kuti vanhu munyatsonzwisisa tichienderera mberi article 6 yeconstitution yezanup f article 6 section 33 inoti iyo the powers and functions of the national people's conference shall be I'll skip the rest ndongonanga ipapapo shall be to declare the president of the party elected at congress as the state presidential candidate of the party zvinoreva izvo kuti kusarudzwa kwakaitwa vamugabe muna 2014 ku Congress kwedu tinokumikizwa ne constitution yedu kuti muna 2015 taifana kuti ndiwo candidate yedu 2018 muna 2016 futi tinotofanira futi kuti vamugabe ndiyo candidate yedu 2018 muna 2017 futi tinofanira kutaura zvimwe chete izvozvo. Saka kuti conference kwedu kunoitwa sarudzo inongori resolution inotori standard yokutoti wese kuno ku London kuno ku England ku UK rather tiri kuungana musi we Saturday tichatoitawo resolution iyoyo nokuti hatitorina kana umwe mukana wokuita imwe resolution. Saka ndosaka ndokuti idzi zvongori nhaurwa zvadzo idzodzo idzo izvozvo izvo zvakatorerwa hoko ihoko yakatsirwa pasi iyo. Yeah.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekunyatsojekesa ipapo vamangwana. Regai tiende kune vamwe vateereri vambenge foni dzavo dzambonetsa ndofunga vadzoka. Regai tange namukoma Jamaica vari kumhangura. Makadii?
Baya.
Ndivani? Vachibaya?
Hallo. Kabaya.
Kabaya.
Bongo.
Okay, tinotenda vakabaya. Vakabaya, tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinokashamadzwa kunzwa vanhu vachitaura kuti vamugabe vanodiwa nevanhu. Nhasi uno vanhu vari kupinda mumastreets ava havasi ndivo vanhu vakasarudzwa vamugabe 1980 kuti vapinde pachigaro. Nhasi uno kana vati aiwa makundikana achizororai kwaita mhosva. Kana vachidiwa nevanhu vari kuroverei vanhu vari kuponderei vanhu vachidimbura vanhu maoko kuti mandiramba. Ndavari zvekuti nyepera izvo vari kuti vamugabe vanodiwa ndidzo mbavha maministers avo nokuti vari kurarama nokuda kuti vamugabe vari pachigaro nokuti vari kuziva kuti vamugabe vakabva vachapinda majeri vari kuda kuti vamugabe varambe varipo kuti vaone kuba ndovapedza upfumi hwenyika. Mari yedu 1980 tanga titi 1:1 neBritish pound not US. Saka na vachiti vamugabe vanogona vari kugona chii upfumi huchidondomoka vari vachitonga.
Asika vakabaya vari kutika vamugabe vari kukunda musarudzo uye hatingati kana paine vanhu vanovada tovati imbavha.
Ivo maministers avo vari kutaura kudaro havasi kuziva kuti vari kuba maelections. Havasi kuziva kuti vamugabe kubva 2000 vari kudyiwa maelections natsvangirai.
Pane umbowo here kana kuti ndezvekundari?
Munhu anoita mwedzi asati aburitsa maresults parirani hatina mbotora kana 6 hours vaburitsa maresults.
Aiwa tapanzwisisa ipapo vakabaya.
Ndinonzi Chabaya.
Chabaya akobane Chabaya. Okay. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vachabaya pamhangura.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Regai tiende kuBotswana kuna comrade Tenge Mudai here. Ameno. Makadi kuBotswana uko? Makadi.
Halo.
Makadi.
Ndi comrade Bengenukai.
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 Chikoresa master vandi mimi.
Master chaka umaka.
Magarisa kwa America.
Pamwe mafunda achari kasika chozozwike pautera mazita. Alright, comrade Bengenukai, taura it is.
I know. Ndine urombo nokunzwa zviri kutaura zvese paredio kuti nepanews kuti maprovinsi ati zvakati zvakati. Izvozviita. Takaenda kuhondo kunorwisa kudzvanyiriri. Izvozvo dzvanyiriri watakuona nhasi uchiitika mukati menyika unodarika hwasimiri. Saka rusununguko racho riri papi? Vana vari kufira mumasango nyika pasi rese kwazara masango nekuda kwemunhu yanzi mugabei. Chatadza kuti angotiwa abve padyo papinda vamwe vachirushoka dzinobuda ropa chii?
Varikutika
comrades vachise kuti pasi rese.
Vari kutika vamugabe vari kuvhoterwa nevanhu zvino vanhu vashoma vangangoti ngavasiyeka ivo vakavhoterwa nemamiriyoni evanhu mongoti vaakutosiya chigaro. Handiti ndosaka kuchendwa kusarudzo
mamiriyoni api acho ichitsoti kuti marizaudza havabudise marizaudzi kana vadyiwa kana vabiyayo ndipo vanobudisa marizaudzi yokasira.
Saka muri kusarudza.
Vanhu vakarungo tigira tigira vese vatozva kuti unde mukuru wedu yavo tinga tichiba kuno kunde mukuru izvo mugabati vagari ndombava dziri kubamba kati menyika. Mhm.
Pariwo.
Vada sire zviri kuti kambari menyika because I for work kuti nhasi vanhu vazobamba kati menyika.
Asi pane hombo here vabengedukai kuti vanhu vari kubakana kuti
tose makomuri tose tatwe mhandi kuzva kumberi bazvaiti munhu ari right munhu ari right kana 2 years munhu atafunga chicha atafunga nyika
saka muri kuti ngavasire umumwe
ngangobva papinde mumwe pachigaro ipapo chichi chakashata mumwe mwana wosabva apinde ipapo
Izozi.
Those what kuna wana ma G40, ma Lacoste. What is that? Chicho. Yeah, G40 ati rumba make momo. What is it? Tura izozi.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Ari kufara makomodzi, tese ari kufara nyaya kuti kamukati nenyika imomo.
Ah, muna kufara.
Ari kufara kana vari kupanda vana chuma vana nana vana vari kuhuke vakara kuhuke vari kutofara yabo isusu kakarwa hondo pa ground hatizi kufara nezviri kuitika mukati menyika
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
mbavha dzozi toziziva kuti isu hatizi kufara mbavha dziri mukati menyika zvisi kuti hatizi kufara isu togara mumasango nokuda kwenyaya yemumbavha dziri muzimbabwe imomo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru comrade
allright muvataurire vanhu ivava vari kutaura ipapo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Regai tiende kuchinhoyi kuna vajera makadii? Makadii kuchinhoyi? Ah, panenge pa nari kuchinhoyi inenge iri kutinetsei. I think what you heard from our last two callers who are really urging President Robert Mugabe to step down so that someone can come in. And they are saying that those who are benefiting from the crisis are the ones who are urging him on to stay in power. They are saying that these are corrupt individuals. But of course, it's always a problem to accuse people of corruption and all that kind of stuff, you know, especially if they have not been taken to court. So yeah. These are allegations. Let's be specific. Labeling can be a bit problematic, especially on radio, that, you know, anyone who opposes your view is corrupt.
Yeah.
You know, we cannot say that unless, of course, a competent court of law says so-and-so has been found guilty. Gibbs.
Right. If we have to follow some legal lingo here, Mr. Mangwana, of course, people are saying, you guys are thieves. You guys are corrupt. You guys are detectors. You guys don't follow the rule of law. And all that adds up to the kind of anger that we're getting here on air. So here's the question, Mr. Mangwana. If people are calling you thieves, if people are calling you corrupt, if people are calling you everything, doesn't it dawn in your heart, right inside you, to say there's something perhaps that is wrong with us as ZANU-PF?
Not... what people are calling us, the few people that are calling and calling us names, is understandable in the sense that there is thieving going on in Zimbabwe, and we are the part of power or the part of government, so they are expecting action from us. But without justifying anything, we all know that there is actually a very, very bad moral bankruptcy in Zimbabwe. You guys, you presenters, you are in the diaspora. I'm sure you send money to people in Zimbabwe, to your families, friends, and all that, and relatives. And you probably have already been fleeced by a lot of your people, your own people, your own families. And your family members are not ZANU-PF. So it means the moral decadence is not only in ZANU-PF. Yes, it's there in ZANU-PF, and the president did acknowledge that. That even Musangano Maitambava to quote it. Right. But it is also everywhere you go. In your families, in my family, in everywhere. You cannot build a house in Zimbabwe right now, sending money from the United States without losing, without prices and everything being overvalued or inflated. That is not ZANU-PF doing that. Those are your family members. Those are private citizens. But where ZANU-PF, my party, lacks is where it is, where moral leadership is needed. Because if at a very high level people are stealing and there are consequences to that moral decadence, then it tends to cascade downwards. So if somebody at the top is stealing and nothing is happening, then you have it going cascading downwards as well. So yes, I agree that the ZANU-PF should do better in fighting corruption. But I refuse to accept that the corruption in Zimbabwe is only in ZANU-PF, because it's everywhere. Every party, every individual, and every family. It's a problem. Possibly coming from the crisis that happened in 2007 or 8, I don't know. But all I know is, try to do a business, somebody in Zimbabwe, you're likely to lose your money. And that person would not be ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm. But
that's my take on it.
Why are people, Honorable Mangwana, not being arrested? Is this not why there's this anger amongst mm-hmm. people that they are suffering, but then there are some government ministers who are even acknowledging that they stole money, and then there are others who are, I mean, sitting pretty. Everyone can see, building mansions and all that, yet the people are suffering. Why is it that, is this not the reason why some people are now saying President Robert Mugabe must step down?
I think I always write about it, and even tomorrow I think I wrote written about it in the article tomorrow. I think our lackluster fight against corruption, yes, it does erode people's goodwill towards the party. It erodes people's confidence. And I think we could do different. But here is a problem. The Vice President, Honorable Emmerson Mnangagwa, says we are paying lip service to the fight against corruption. Mm-hmm. The Commissioner General of Police, whose role it is to lead the charge to arrest the perpetrators or the suspects, says the system is protecting the corrupt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is something different. There is something wrong with our system, in our fight against corruption. Definitely there's something wrong, and we should do something different. And I'm sure coming from ZANU-PF, that means something. Mm-hmm. That this is, our fight is not enough. Mm-hmm. It appears like a lip service. We do have the institutions there, mm-hmm. but the institutions seem to be either disempowered, dysfunctional, or disabled somehow. Mm-hmm. That's where the problem is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if we're gonna galvanize our fight, put us a surge towards corruption, yeah, we might regain people's goodwill. Well, mm-hmm. the few people that go on the streets, and let's make it clear that we are not having thousands on the streets there against us. We are having 200, 300, and this is some other small figures.
But to be fair, on the protesters, they are being targeted, right? Some have allegedly been abducted, and there is fear. And certainly, we cannot say all is normal, and people are allowed to demonstrate.
That's an excuse, but I was going to say that's an excuse for failure, because that's not true. But
are people not being beaten, Mr. Mangwana? Are people not being attacked by the police?
There are people who are
and arrested.
People who
has
attacked?
I mean, all people who have tried to protest Tajamuka, Occupy, even the opposition, they were demanding for reforms. They were given a high court order, but the police descended heavily on them, and many were injured.
Didn't we have a situation where a police vehicle was burned, a ZBC vehicle was burned, shops were looted, and so forth?
Yeah,
so
but
we had a situation.
The problem is
going towards a different conversation altogether. But mm-hmm. hey, if you want us to have that one, let's have it.
Anyway, let's. You can go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, following the original thread you were following, mm-hmm. I was gonna say, but even though it's 200 or less people, even though it's gonna be one person on the street, If that person is a citizen of Zimbabwe, their grievance should be listened to. So that's my answer to your question on corruption. Mm-hmm. But as we said, if you want us to refollow the thread about so-called violence on the street and so on, we can always do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just challenging your point that there are only 200 people protesting, and I was saying that maybe there is a reason, but of course it's a subject for another day. Rega tende ku South Africa, kuna vachivumba makadi. Makadi.
Tiripo makadi zvenyu.
Aiwa tiripo. Tipe ufungwa dzenyu.
Funga dzangu apa dziri kunyanya kurerekere kuna vamugabe. Ngenyaya yekuti nyaya inoitika neyekudai. Hapana munhu asikazvione kuti muZimbabwe tiri kutambudzika. Nyango ivona vanonyatsigire ZANU-PF. Vanoenda kurare. Vachisengedzwa kana nokupiwa mari dzokungotenga doro nguva yacho iyoyo. Asi kuti kuzoenda kumba kwake munhu iyeye haana kana nechekudya chaicho chaicho. Vanotoenda kumanekidzo kuti kukumbirawo hufu hwokudya. Asi mangwana unomuzwa kuti zanzi tinotora kuti mava mugabe warambe uchikwikwidza paupresident nesiye. Asi zviri kumurwadzawo mukurarama kwake. Haadi kutarisira kuti ko vana vangu vasazojewewo mangwana. Ini ndanowe doro ndaguta bati kuzodzoka kumba uko. Ngatiendei pamapfuto tonoti pane chinobikwa here hapana. Saka zvinotirwadza isiri kuuya kunokuka kuuye kutotamburira mhuri kuti madai yaenda kuchikoro madai yaenda papi kusiya vana kungosiya vana kungoti uonai zvekuita mahano mwaane 15 years munokwanisa kugara pamba muchichengetawo mbudzi muchienda kuchikoro kuti muone kuone kuriritira mhuri asi chinozonyangadza ndisi kudai pamusoro pazvo panouye kana kuti chibagi chacho ribatsuro chachinongouya munzvimbo matinogara unobva vanonyora vaivototaura kuti ana baba vacho ari kusouth africa saka togare pamba here timirire sekuti tichapiwa chikamu chokubatsirwa tiripo pakutsvaga kusakura kutsvaga kuvhima kuvhima auna kuti unobata chii zvino kwandiri kunoku ndikutorare mubhirizi asi vanongoti zvanzi baba vacho ari kusatsakusa hatikwanisi kuti tinyore mwana wacho iyeye kuti adi apihwewo chikafu nhamo iri muZimbabwe ndeye munhu wese nomata uri kuno kusouth africa uri kushanda uri kuita sei vari kumba ivo vanonge vachitoona nhamo kana isu tiri kuno tonga tichitoona nhamo pese petinofamba nongozoti muZimbabweni mazimbabweni awo mazimbabweni awo but handisi kuziva kuti vanoti zvanzi ZANU-PF inowina ka kuti inowinira papika inotori isusu maopposition taitanaso kusvinurawo chaizvo chaizvo kuti pane zvakaipa zvinoizwa pamaereshen ngatisazomire kuenda kumakoti ngenyaya yekuti koti yacho ka dzimwe dzacho dzitoripo pakutunga migozi itai kuti zvakati ndichiri kucherechedze paya pakanzi tawina wemdc pakatori nokunga mwedzi yadzakati kuti mari zvacho asikadaidzirwe right saka wotinaso kuona kuti dai wanyahwina zviri sei hapana chinonaso kubuda chakanaka zvitori nani zvizvi taita noisi pamaerection asi iwawo obva atokanzurwa zvachose pane kuti tozomire kuti handei kumakoti
aiwa vachivhumba tinotenda zvikuru tikaitore muteerero wekupedzisira tasarwa nemasekedzi chaivo vajera makadi kuchinoi makadi vajera majera kuchinoi nhare yacho inenge yaramba gibs I think regati siyane nazvo tingobva tango peta chirongwa chedu I want to take this opportunity to thank our guest Mr. Nick Mangwana ZANU-PF chairperson UK province and before him there was also Mr. Honorable Joseph Chuma ZANU-PF central member and also central committee member and also a member of parliament thanks to our listeners our viewers those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp and of course our team behind the scenes our engineers and producers signing off this is yours truly Blessing Zulu
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.